We started in 2018. The government first proposed a change of law in 2016 to allow roads to be closed to be used for motorsport. And we were the first ones in the country to take them up on that. Obviously, with the planning, it took until 2018 to get the first event underway. We lost a year for COVID, obviously. And that kind of gave us a shift because up to COVID, we'd actually run as a hill climb from outside the Watergate Bay Hotel up to the Boardmasters Field. But in 2021, Watergate Bay Hotel was having a load of work done, so it wasn't feasible to use their car park as a bottom paddock. So we turned it around and run from the Porth end, just up above Porth, and the spectators absolutely love it because they can see the whole of the track. It's just under 900 meters, which doesn't sound a lot, but I mean that we all know that piece of road. It's a fast piece of road, and the quick cars are doing over 100 miles an hour coming up through there.
And what sort of cars are we talking? What sort of speeds can they get up to?
Well, this is the joy of sprint racing is that you have classes of cars. So class A is up to 1 liter or 1,000 cc, and then there's other classes B, C, D, etc. As the engine capacities go up, and also the modifications that are done to the cars go into different categories. And then we've got our juniors, which are the under 17s, and then academy drivers as well for the first time this year, which are people that have not competed in motorsport before this year. They've got to have done two events before they can enter Watergate. So they're not complete novices.
And how many people enter typically?
Well, around about, we've actually, numbers are down just a little bit this year. And I actually think people are feeling the pinch in the motorsport. Let's face it, it's a hobby. And the first thing that goes is your hobbies when money gets tight. But I think there's about 70 cars entered. And that includes EVs as well. We run EV. We're one of a few events in the country to actually run electric vehicles. Sunday in 2023, when it was absolutely throwing it down with rain, a Tesla, I forget the model, took fastest time of the day. It literally left the line like a scalded cat. Because, four-wheel drive, motor on every corner, boom, gone. Whereas the petrol-driven cars, which are predominantly rear-wheel drive, we do have front-wheel drive cars there as well, Toyota Celicas and things like that in rally spec. But, a normal, a combustion engine car where they're scrabbling, trying to get the grip down to start moving when it's absolutely soaking wet. Like I say, the EVs just went off the line like a rocket.
So it's added a different dimension to it and a new aspect to the sprint. I guess still people love the old combustion engine still, don't they?
There's nothing better than the sound of a full-on engine coming up through the track. That is the difference. Obviously, EVs, they come up there and you just get the tyre noise. That's all you get, and a bit of a whine. But Motorsport UK are trying to push for other events to take on electric vehicles, and it's something that we entered into pretty much right from when the MS UK said, "Okay, you can run EVs." We have got a special one coming down this year, but I'm not actually allowed to tell you about it, unfortunately. It is a manufacturer's car, brand new one, just recently launched, and that's all I can say.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to that. Now, in terms of road closures and how that impacts people who live particularly in Porth and on the other side of the road closures, what's happening and when?
Yeah, basically, the road is closed from 6 a.m. Saturday morning until 6 p.m. Saturday night, and then the same on Sunday. The diversion route is well signposted, and we've had two drop-in consultation meetings. When was that? January, February time, with the local parish people from over Watergate Bay area and also over at Morgan Porth as well. We did one, and we haven't had really any bad publicity about it. They say they like it, they come along to it. If you are traveling, obviously, and you do need to go round that way, I know you a lot of people would probably say, well, we had 5 days of disruption for Boardmasters and we've got 2 more days disruption for your event. But it's 7 days out of 365, and it does bring a lot of people down and into the town. Newquay Town Council have been really good, and as well as Cornwall County Council, obviously, because the hoops and the boxes we have to jump through and tick to close a road to actually run race cars up it is a lot of work.